Iran 40 years after victory of the Islamic Revolution. In the name of God. If you remember, we discussed some highlights of the speech of leader of the Islamic Revolution at Imam Reza's shrine in Mashhad on the occasion of the Iranian New Year on March 21, 2018. Today, we will touch upon some other highlights of his comprehensive speech. Ayatollah Khamenei, referring to the presence of the Islamic Republic in some of the regional countries upon the request of their governments and nations, stressed, "We neither bullied nor interfered in the internal affairs of countries. They asked for help and we helped, and this help was given with logical motives and very rational calculations rather than emotions." The Islamic Republic of Iran, based on its strategic principles, has always pursued global peace and security. War has never been included in Iran's military doctrine, and this has made Islamic Iran as an active player in the peace and security of the world. For several years, terrorist groups have intensively destroyed the security of West Asia. In view of this, the United States and some of its allies and accomplices have deteriorated regional convergence. The U.S., in collaboration with a few aggressive regimes in the region, set up a so-called coalition masquerading to fight terrorists, while in reality it covertly and overtly supported terrorists. On the contrary, the Islamic Republic, with a very strategic situation in the region, has played an effective role in creation of security and peace in West Asia via entering the arena of Syrian crisis. The Islamic Republic of Iran, in defense of the rights of oppressed nations, has rejected any invasion and strongly condemned any aggression and occupation. Staffan de Mistura, the UN Secretary General's special envoy, has appreciated Iran's efforts for ending the Syrian crisis. The Islamic Republic of Iran is present in Syria as per the request of the Syrian government and will continue its advisory presence as long as Damascus wants. Iran has helped resolve other regional and trans-regional crises, such as the Saudi war on Yemen and massacre of Muslims in Myanmar. The unique situation of Iran in the region and Islamic world at large has caused it to be considered as an important source of reference for regional and international peace and security. Iran's impact on ending war in Syria and obliteration of terrorists in Syria has been unforgettable. The Islamic Republic, along with other actors of the resistance front, has adopted a calculated approach to end terrorism in Iraq and Syria. Although the brave combatants of this front have sacrificed their lives, they have removed the mask from the face of the claimants of fighting terrorism, spearheaded by the U.S. The Korean daily Korea Herald in April 2016 praised Iran's policies in the region. The Korean daily wrote, "In view of differing countries, Iranian officials have taken initiatives for establishment of peace in West Asia, which have been good." The American magazine National Interest in November 2017 criticized Washington's hostility against Iran and wrote that Tehran's participation is necessary for regional stability. This magazine stressed that the pursuit of the American narrative of security order in West Asia has shed the blood of the innocent and pillaged the assets of the U.S. It continues that despite the excessive attention paid by the American strategists to the region, it is the U.S. interventions which have demonstrated the limitations of its power, namely inability in nation building, effective encounter with local riots, restoration of order to the stateless regions, confrontation with the factors of terrorism, and engagement on the basis of resilience with regional powers. This magazine stressed that the U.S. failure to confront West Asian challenges stems from the lack of foresightedness among its policymakers. Since the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979, Iran's national security doctrine has been concentrated on attainment of effective deterrence vis-à-vis would-be threats imposed on the region by the U.S. and the Zionist regime of Israel. Pentagon's report of January 2014 makes it clear that Iran's military doctrine is defensive and is based on prevention of assault, durability against initial assault, retaliation of assaults by an aggressive group, seeking of diplomatic solution for hostilities and refraining from granting concession which threatens fundamental interests. Iran should be viewed as a key player whose participation is essential for advancement of regional stability.